Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 206, Rob Zombie versus Kane and Lynch. This is a show recorded on the 4th of July, 2010. I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Adam is unavailable this week.
Yep.
So instead, you just have to put up with the two of us.
Aww.
Yeah, it's fun. Fun.
Well, at least it's not as hot as it was last week.
Indeed. That's always good.
Mm. Now for the news.
Okay, first off, this week we're going to talk about the Xbox Live Family Pack. So last week we announced that this thing exists, but we didn't know if it was the UK as well.
Yeah, because it was only announced for America, wasn't it?
Or how much it was going to be. But it's going to be UK as well. It's going to be £69.99 a year. And that gives you four Xbox Live Gold accounts.
Which isn't bad considering it retails at £39.99 for a year usually, doesn't it?
Yeah, so £160 is what it would be, so it's £90 cheaper.
Not bad.
But I think with most people, I think a lot of households would have just shared a Live account, especially with kids. Because if I had kids, I wouldn't pay £40
We're saying that Charlotte uses mine if she ever wants to do anything online.
Exactly. Like, even rich people, like Catherine and Charlotte.
Rich?
Share an account. You're richer than me.
Hell no. You're flipping richer than me.
Your monthly income is greater than mine. No. Yeah, so that's fine. We don't yet know if you can convert existing accounts. So, like, if you live with four people who already have their Live accounts, if you could convert that to a family pack or how that would work. We don't yet know any of those sort of details yet, though.
If you can, we will definitely be getting it. Me and Paul can be the adults and they could be the kids.
Well, they are the kids. Let's talk a bit about Space Shuttle Simulator, because this is the game I raved about a little bit
a
few weeks back.
I'm confused with it, though, because the one before was apparently being released by some other people.
Yes.
And this one's being released by Excalibur.
Our friends at Excalibur Publishing.
Yes, who make lots of simulator-type games.
Yeah, so they're the guys who do all these simulators you see nowadays.
So this Space Shuttle Simulator is actually a double pack, which is Space Shuttle Simulator and Apollo Simulator.
Well, my impression was the Apollo thing was just like an add-on for it.
Well, it's like two things in one, though.
Well, yeah, you get
so
a Space Shuttle,
bundling it
and you
separately.
Can also, if you really want, fly the Apollo spacecraft.
Obviously, Paul does not want to.
Well, they're both rubbish. Let's face it, we could build a way cooler spaceship if we wanted to. You know, if we decided to spend the money on that. It's just a question of obviously spending the money, which I am willing to do.
But yeah, so this is coming out on August 20th.
Oh, not for a while then.
About a month away, just over a month months. Away. We'll probably get a thing.
Yeah, we'll probably have it reviewed on a website by the time it comes out. Because I'm sure Charlotte will be a huge fan of this and want to review it. And I can help as well, because I can say that's not realistic. The space shuttle would have blown up if you'd done that. The space shuttle would have crashed if you'd done that. If you put seven people in it, it would have blown up. If you put that in it, it would have blown up. And if you try doing that with it, it would blow up.
So you take on missions, leaving Earth. You've also then got to land back safely on Earth. I'm not sure on what you do in between, really.
Well, I wouldn't really call it leaving Earth, because you're still in low Earth orbit.
Okay, well.
Going into orbit.
So you've got excursions to the Hubble telescope. It recreates previous missions, such as STS-122. Do you know what that is?
Not off the top of my head. Oh, that was something with the... that was when they delivered the Columbus... the Columbus laboratory thing to the ISS.
Okay.
I think that was 122, I'm not sure. Sorry, I get my missions confused sometimes.
I'm sure there's been a lot.
Well, yeah, there's been 120... whatever.
So, and the Apollo Simulator allows you... Because the other bit I was just talking about was the Space Shuttle Simulator. Whereas the Apollo Simulator lets you relive the Apollo 11 moon landing with fully functional 3D switches and controls.
What, does that mean the shuttle doesn't have fully functional 3D switches and controls?
I don't know.
I hope it does. I hope it has all these doodads and widgets and doodads.
But yeah, so that's coming out August 20th, and it's got an SRP of £25.
So yeah, I'll keep my eye on that, because...
It's space.
Space is fun.
Space.
Let's talk a bit about puzzle agent, shall we?
Okay, so this...
Because I don't know what this is.
I watched the video for this. Well, Charlotte, my sister, said to me, like, on MSN the other day, she was like, blah, 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 puzzle agent, and I was like, what on earth are you talking about? So I searched it up on the internet, because she didn't tell me anything at all, which is great.
Your DS is on, by the way.
I know, my DS. Oh, I didn't think I'd open it. I thought I'd left it shut. Sorry. Yeah, so puzzle agent, after finding out what it was, is Telltale's new...
Oh, it's by Telltale.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a Telltale game, so that's what it looks like.
No, that doesn't look like a Telltale game.
It looks like a Flash. Sorry, I'm moving about a lot.
You aren't. What's going on?
My pillow is funny that I'm sitting on. Sorry. So yeah, it's a Telltale game, but it looks like a Flash kind of game. So more in the Strong Bad kind of sense. You saw me. Actually, was Strong Bad still 2D when they made the adventure game? It's been so long since I played it. You saw me play it, remember?
Strong Bad was 2D, yeah.
Yeah, because I played it in your house. And you were like, what on earth are you playing? Because you heard, like, Strong Bad saying stuff. Anyway, so yeah. This is a part of their pilot program that they are launching, which is they release one episode. If it sells well, they'll continue on with it. If it doesn't, they'll scrap it.
Makes sense.
The only thing that I think is a bit bad about that is really you can't judge sales on the first episode, if you ask me. Because the thing is, a lot of people like Telltale, so a lot of people will buy it, but then if they think it's crap, they won't buy anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, they'd have the second one half finished, so just do the second one. Wait, don't start.
I think
start
they should just do two epissodes. See how the first one sells, and
but anyway,
then if the second one sells,
we'll let the business
good.
People handle
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so Puzzle Agent is similar to things like Professor Layton kind of puzzles games. So it's got its little storyline to it. Which apparently, well, from watching the video and reading what stuff says about it, a lot of things say it's very David Lynchy and Coen Brothers, which it looks extremely...
David Lynch, let's watch Dune.
It looks very Fargo-y. I don't know if it's funny because I haven't really been able to see the gameplay that much.
Yes.
But so you solve puzzles throughout. So it's got the Layton aspect and the Telltale storytelling aspect to it. And apparently it won Best of E3 from MSNBC and...
MSNBC and IGN.
And IGN gave it Best of E3.
Really?
I find that quite odd.
IGN, MSNBC I can believe because it's MSNBC, but IGN... Well, I suppose it is owned by Rupert Murdoch now.
Yeah, but why would he be doing something for Telltale?
So yeah, when's this coming out?
So this is out already. Okay. You can get it for $9.95...
This is a PC game, yeah?
For Windows and Mac.
Yep. Is this on Steam or...?
I don't think... I'm not entirely sure. I think that should be off Telltale's website that you can buy at the moment.
I'll just check, see if it's on Steam if you continue blabbering.
And then they're also releasing it on WiiWare and the iPhone and iPad. I'm quite tempted to pick it up for PC because it looks really cute. And I'm all for helping new... IPs.
Nope, don't look like it's on Steam yet. If it was, I might have bought it.
But then they haven't.
Oh! Only some... Emergency. Left 4 Dead 2, £6.79 on Steam.
Do I really want it for £6.79? I'm not spending money there, am I?
Okay.
Have you bought it?
No, there's no point in me buying it unless you're going to buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we can just play Left 4 Dead 1, because let's face it, Left 4 Dead 1 is the same.
How much
game.
Is the pack of 4 or whatever?
For what?
$20.39. That's not bad. 4 copies for the price of 1 copy, pretty much. How much does that make it a copy? Fiver.
Yeah.
So you save a little bit more money.
That's only on for today.
Is it? We can talk to Tim and Charlotte, see if they want it. I don't know if Tim's got it. But then I don't know if their computers could run it.
Even if they did have it, we could give it away on Gamercast.
We could. Because, they're quite, their computers are quite crap.
Yeah, Charlotte said her computer wouldn't run it very well.
Yeah, her computer was really bad with Left 4 Dead when we played it. That was fun, though, when we played it.
It was fun, but unfortunately, you gamers don't play manly games. You only play your noob DS games and these console games.
I don't have the time. I play them on my DS because I've got 10, 20 minutes on the train.
It's man games.
Anyway, so Puzzle Agent, check it out. Watch a video because it looks kind of interesting, so it's got a really cute voiceover on it, I thought. I'm not entirely sure who the voice was, but it sounded really familiar. Okay, so next...
Soundsfamiliar.info, our sponsor for this week.
So next up, MDK2. Have you ever played MDK?
No, but I keep seeing this picture. What the frack is it?
He's the guy in MDK.
What the hell is an MDK?
MDK came out on PC, like years and years ago.
Yeah, obviously this, you know, must have come out when there were better games out, and it just didn't enter my...
It was a third person.
Oh dear.
That's why.
The only third person game I've tolerated is Max Payne.
So it was originally made by Shiny and Interplay and people.
Made by Interplay?
This is actually being released by Interplay.
Whoa, man.
Don't you think that's crazy? Because I thought they'd gone under.
Well, no, they haven't gone under. They have one employee in a garage. That's all they've got left of their once glorious empire.
Well, because of apparently all the money they made out of re-releasing the Fallout pack of 1 and 2. Was it just 1 and 2, the collection? Or did they put the other thing in it as well?
Hey, ISO Hunt's linking to one of my websites.
That's not good. Anyway, so yeah. They've gotten some money together and they're re-releasing MDK. So they're... Well, MDK 2, not MDK, of course. Because MDK is way older. So MDK 2 originally came out on... I think it came out on the Dreamcast as well. I think. It came out on PC, of course. I'm not sure about other consoles. Can you have a thingy for me? If that's cool.
97.
Yeah, it's the original. What about the...
MS-DOS, the Windows, sequel. Macintosh, oh, the PlayStation.
Sequel. MDK2. Titled MDK2 Armageddon. Have you ever seen that box art?
No.
So that came out... Yeah, Dreamcast. Oh, it came out on PS2 as well. As well as Windows. So it's being re-released on WiiWare. And they're doing a HD version of MDK2 for Windows.
I should hope it would be HD, considering my screen is 1920x1200, and if a game does not run at its native resolution, I am irritated.
They're not redoing it for the Wii, though. They're just re-releasing...
That's because it's the Wii.
Well, they're porting the... I'm not sure which version, if it's the Dreamcast, PS2, or Windows version, but they're porting that to the Wii for WiiWare.
OpenGL game, what's it using, the Quake engine or
and
something?
Then they're doing the HD version later this year. WiiWare version, there's not been an exact date yet. But it's sooner than winter, which is when the HD version comes out. Any Shiny fans will be happy to see it coming out again.
Let's talk about The Sims, shall we? Because
it's not much talking about The Sims. So they're doing another stuff pack. Stop scrolling down so much. Your little thing's in the way. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul.
Can we hurry up? Because my TF2 match is in 29 minutes.
Okay, Paul. So they're doing another stuff pack. The Maxis and EA. Is it EA Play? No.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
What EA logo comes up?
EA Games. Challenge everything.
Okay.
EA.
So they're making another Sims. they're doing a Sims 3 Fast Lane stuff pack, which comes out in autumn.
Fast Lane? What's it got? Cars in it?
I don't know. Yeah, so you get... Okay, so you get four new lifestyle options. Racing, intrigue, rockability, and classic luxury.
Rockability, eh? Well, that sounds fun. I'm sure I won't be buying
that. And then you get new items to outfit your Sims from those, as well as new furnishings, as always, and vehicles.
Vehicles.
So, yeah, you... Oh, as well as that, though, you can kit out your car to make it look
fun
however you want.
So do some of these new cars have the ability to run over zombies?
No.
Because Dead Rising 2 is now 1st of October.
Yeah, so originally it was sometime in August, September. I think it was August in America or Japan and September over here. It's been pushed back to the 1st of October now, which I'm fine with. I can wait.
I can't. Actually,
can't you?
I can.
I was going to say, yeah, you can.
Heavy Rain? What's this?
Okay, so this is me just doing a quick moan about it. So they've pretty much cancelled.
Oh yeah, they cancelled the DLC
which
in exchange for doing stupid PlayStation Move support instead. No offense, guys, but fail.
I was saying that.
Fail.
Paul, you saw what I was saying.
I'm sorry, carry on.
So he was originally doing three pieces of DLC. This has been pushed back because Sony care more about PlayStation Move than creating new content for the game, which I think is a bit crap.
Dear Sony, you suck. P.S. Do you know Mr. Suck?
It's like, I'm sure people care about the Move support, but I'd rather have three pieces of DLC that go into the background of the characters.
Sony have these checkboxes.
I know, but it's really stupid because...
The checkboxes must be finished.
David Cage was apparently focusing on the story. So, you know, he should go back into the background of those other characters. But no.
He's more interested in having people wave around.
Well, maybe they didn't offer... Maybe they said, well, if you don't do this Move support, we're not going to give you the money for making the DLC or something. I'm sure they must have signed a contract, though, to say we'll do this much DLC. Either way, it's... meh. I'm annoyed. I wanted more pieces of DLC. I loved the taxidermist, even though it was really creepy. And I wanted more. But I don't get that now. Which is a shame.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Couple of letters this week. Firstly, hi guys. Dude, there's two more episodes left of Doctor Who Adventure Games.
I apparently said three. I'm sorry.
Little Big Planet Marvel pack is out. Starting July 7th, with costume packs being released every subsequent week. What?
Adam talked about the Marvel pack for Little Big Planet last week.
Oh, FYI, Medal of Honor beta on 360 has been delayed, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was delayed
a week.
Yeah, we knew that. We said that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, so now you know Talos' name, eh?
What? Oh, Talos. So when we went to Sci-Fi London and did the sci-fi quiz where we got the Quake 4 question right... there was a question with...
Did I help in that?
No. Because it was... what planet are the Strog from?
Strogus.
No, it wasn't that. What planet is this... No, what planet... Yeah, no. It said the something about was Strog, and there was a picture of a planet. And I was
Strogland.
Like... Strogland. Quake 4! And we wrote down Quake 4, and we got it right.
Quake 2.
And there was a picture of Talos with Jason and the Argonauts kind of picture.
Oh, Jason and the Argonauts. And, fame. Oh. Where's the skeleton?
There was a question, what is this from? And then it also said, for a bonus point, what's his name? And I never saw that bonus point thing. I knew who he was made by, Hephaestus, like I said last week, but yeah. So that's just me babbling.
Sounds fun.
Hey, Sci-Fi London's cool.
So
they had StarCraft 2 as a sponsor.
Yeah, thank you, Charlotte, for that letter. That was from Charlotte, if you had not guessed.
She said, love the show, Charlotte.
We also have a letter from someone who identifies himself as G.
Maybe they like it in G.
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 G. I would like to hear more about Spec Ops The Line. Like a release date and some mentions of story, size, gameplay mechanics, looks, epic trailer with Alice in Chains over it was awesome. Thanks, G. I said that, don't take offense with how I said that. That was just me saying it in one go with no punctuation because I need to emphasize the fact that most letters we got, not including this one, don't have punctuation.
Okay. So, Spec Ops The Line is supposed to be coming sometime after November 1st.
This year,
it's
maybe.
It's in Activision's financial year. Apparently their financial year starts November 1st.
Oh, dear. So, next year.
At least that's what the internet told me, which I was like, what?
Yeah, so we do not have official information.
And 2011.
We just ask the internet.
Yeah, it's either 2010 November onwards or sometime next year. It's a third-person squad-based tactical shooter. Yeah, a Bravo team.
Fun.
In Dubai.
Dubai, fun.
Dubai. Have we talked about this before? We haven't, have we?
I know. Let's search our notebooks.
Oh no, Adam was talking about it. Sandstorms. Or did someone show me this? Did we talk about this previously?
We've got quite a few. Episode 6, episode 192, episode 197, and episode 198.
But that could be any of those words, couldn't it? The body.
Yeah, but it's a search for like that, so.
Okay. Because this sounds familiar, because it has natural sandstorms in it. And that I think maybe I watched a trailer today.
Oh, yeah, that is actually not accurate.
It's like a bit of that, isn't it?
What? We surely have got more episodes with that in.
Weird. So it's supposed to be similar to Fracture and Red Faction because the terrain is dynamically changing during gameplay.
La-di-da.
So lots of sand.
Oh, yeah, is this the sand game?
Yeah, this is the sand one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I must have seen a video about it, maybe. Or maybe it was shown in one of the E3 things that I watched. I don't know, either way, Spec Ops The Line. Set in Dubai, got sandstorms.
Looks fun.
And they can get in the way of your tactical shootingness. I'm not doing very good selling it. It's being made by Jaeger.
Who?
Which I thought was... I'd never heard of them as a company.
Chuck Jaeger.
Jaeger.
Oh my god, Chuck Jaeger is making games?
Who's Chuck Jaeger?
He's like some fighter pilot from 70 years ago.
How do you know that?
It's Chuck Jaeger.
Okay.
It's like famous.
Well, there was a game called Jaeger. Oh, you spelled it wrong as well. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like Jaeger, it's spelled differently.
Well, yeah, but that's Jaeger as well. That's how I pronounce it. Jaeger.
See, he's a pilot, dude.
I see.
He, like, flew the, whatever it was, experimental planes and stuff.
Is that him old?
Yeah, I wonder, is he still alive?
No, he died in 75. Oh, no, it was years of service.
Years of service.
Sorry. Oh, I guess he's 86, so he's obviously not dead. Yeah, he's still...
Hey, Chuck Jaeger. See, he could be making games.
Anyway, so, yeah, this team, company called Jaeger are making it as well. Who...
Not
I think
related.
It might be their first game.
Chuck.
I may be wrong saying that, though.
Chuck Jaeger. Chuck Jaeger is a legend. How can you not have heard of Chuck? It's like...
Well, I was never taught about him, obviously.
Neither was I, but it's Chuck Jaeger. Everyone knows about him.
For those who... Oh. I was going to say, just for those who haven't heard of Chuck Jaeger, feel free to tell us so we can prove Paul wrong. Unless Charlotte's like, yeah, I've heard of Chuck Jaeger.
Chuck Jaeger?
When do we want to mention
what?
Who won our competition?
The end of the show.
Okay.
It's time for Name That Game. Alright, last week everyone would have heard this. We had quite a few people actually try and guess for this one. See, making it easier did help. Adam thought it was Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh dear, I'm glad he's not on this show because Jesus Christ. Catherine said Command and Conquer.
I had no idea what it was, even though I know it's not Command and Conquer.
Where's Charlotte's letter? I'm sure she said something. She guessed it was Doom.
That ain't Doom.
I'm not sure, but she must have guessed Doom 3, I assume, because obviously Doom 1 and 2 were all middies. We did, however, have someone guess right, and that was Gary. He guessed the game, the title of the track, and also the composer, which I would expect nothing less than. But I'm not sure if that's the track that Rob Zombie worked on or not.
He claims it was.
Yeah, but I'm not sure because people said Rob Zombie helped with the whole soundtrack when it wasn't. He did one song, but nobody knows, like on the internet, which song is which.
Maybe Gary knows.
Well, he's credited for the Quake 2 theme, but in my opinion, that isn't the Quake 2 theme. That's Quad Machine. I've always thought of the Quake 2 theme as being Descent into Cerberon or whatever it was, which was the first like music you could hear in a game. Unless it's like the title music where, you know, in the intro video, but...
That we watched the other day.
But anyway, Sonic Mayhem did most of the soundtrack, so, you know, most of it's their work anyway. Yeah, so congrats, Gary.
Congrats, Gary.
I told you it was an easy one. This week is also easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week is this.
So if I definitely know what it is, shall I say everything I know about it?
Are you sure you definitely know what it is?
I know what it is.
Are you sure? Well, let's just record your guess down. Adam says Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Catherine thinks it's what?
Doom 3.
Okay, so you think Doom 3?
I can say who I think composed it as well.
Who composed it?
Tweaker.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
And I wanted to buy the vinyl, the limited edition vinyl of Doom 3.
Oh, well, name that game this week isn't a lot of good, is it? Because normally you're there for 10 minutes trying to guess what it is. But apparently you think it's Doom 3. I'm not sure what gave you that impression, because Doom 3 doesn't even have a soundtrack. It uses ambient noise in the levels to, like, create a music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, you must be thinking maybe Quake 2?
Doom 3.
Okay. If you think it's Doom 3.
Yeah, I'm quite positive on my guess.
Alright, well, Adam thinks Harvest Moon, so that will be entertaining.
That means he's going to get -5.
He's not getting -5 anymore, because he's already like 30 points behind, so, you know, I decided that doing this -5 thing is just destroying him, so I'll let him off. He just gets a 0. Because it definitely is not Harvest Moon.
No, that's not Harvest Moon. That'd be like evil Harvest Moon.
So yeah, Grant Gary, Quake 2. We'll find out the answer for this week's, assuming Catherine is wrong, next week.
New releases this week.
Alrighty, we've got some fun games coming out this week. We've got a flippin' Poke Park game, aka Pokemon, aka Pikachu, aka Squirtle, aka
Blastoise. Charizard.
What?
Pidgeot.
What?
Rattata.
What are you... What?
Pidgey.
What are you on about?
Vulpix.
What?
I'm naming Pokemon.
Oh, God, I'm going home.
You were naming Pokemon.
Yeah, but I can only name two. So, and the only reason I know of Squirtle was because there was a Halo video where it was like, what if Nintendo made Halo and someone was going around saying Squirtle. That's okay. The only reason I heard... I know Pikachu because he's that yellow electrical rat thing.
It's hard not to know Pikachu. So, I'm not entirely sure what this is.
Let's just go on and talk about Crackdown 2.
Well, no, I was just going to say, it's like an action-adventure story, and you've got a little park, and it's got different zones in it. Which sounds really Sonic-y, because there's the beach zone, the iceberg zone, the lava zone, and the haunted zone. There's like mini-games in each attraction. So really, it sounds like the mini-games of Pokemon Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Crackdown 2 is also coming out.
I was just going to say that's on the Wii, because it's called Poke Park Wii. Pikachu's Whatever. Adventure.
Crackdown 2 coming out. This is a sequel to Crackdown, which was the game which people bought because they got Halo 3 betas and no other reason. Apparently, Crackdown 2, though, is an improvement over the last, but...
I saw the demo.
I did not get a Crackdown 2 t-shirt, so I'm not going to say anything good about it. Sorry, Microsoft rep. If you give everyone but me a Crackdown 2 t-shirt, don't expect me to be enthusiastic about your game.
Weren't you not in?
That's no excuse.
They should have saved you one.
He's just grumpy because I nicked his Windows 7 pen.
So Crackdown 2, as we said, is the sequel. It's also got 4-player co-op and 16-player online-ness.
Okay, so this is coming on Xbox 360. Also, we've got Marines Modern Urban.
Do you want to guess what this is on?
PC?
Nope.
DS?
Nope.
Wii?
Yep.
Oh, dear.
You get to play as a Marine in a realistic squad-based military shooter.
Fun.
Apparently you use the tactics of the real US Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah. What, shooting each other?
Through the deadly streets of Beirut? Where's that?
Beirut.
Okay. Beirut. Wow, I can't read, can I?
Well, unless you've like seen it written down, you obviously, I mean, it's...
No, I've never seen it written down before.
Who knows how the hell it would be said. I just, like, if I was reading it for the first time, I'd go, Beirut.
See, I'm not entirely sure on Beirut. How this game is supposed to play.
Who cares? It's rubbish.
I'm just going to talk about it. So, because apparently it uses the intuitive Wiimote controls.
But pointing out faults with the Wiimote controls earlier today, I was counting all the buttons on them. 12 buttons. It's like, I thought this was supposed to be simple to use.
Mm.
You've got 3 things on the nunchuck. By buttons, I also include the D-pad and analog stick. Jesus Christ. Before I get emails saying, it doesn't have 12 buttons, I count those things as well. Okay.
Which
is why Kinect is cool. Because then I can go around and murder people in Beirut without using a controller.
Because apparently this allows you for the first time to play as a Marine, really, using their real-life tactics to lead a squad to win the war. I'm not sure how it's going to use real-life tactics with the Wiimote and Nunchuck. Either way, I haven't even looked at screenshots. You start
boxing people.
But there's a Marine game coming out on the Wii. Exclusive to the Wii.
Pro Cycling Tour Manager, Tour de France 2010.
Put back a week. Yes. So we mentioned this last week. Tour de France Cycling Manager coming out this week instead.
Indeed.
Previews and or reviews.
Joining us now is Captain Albert Wesker from Resident Evil.
Can you call me Charlotte, please?
And she's going to talk about Kane and Lynch 2 Dog Days because she played the demo for at least 5 minutes last night.
Played for longer than that.
She played it for a while. And then she played the multiplayer with some random people.
I was being sarcastic. Okay. She was playing it all night. It's like, for sake. Yeah, so what's this... what's up? Because this is the thing that Gary said was awesome.
Yeah.
Is it awesome or is it lame-o?
Well, I thought it would be really lame-o.
But it was less lame-o than you... I'll be honest. It looked less lame-o than I was expecting.
It looked really good.
Yeah. Although the reflections were wrong.
The environment.
Animations weren't perfect. I didn't think too much about the sound effects in the game. No. They didn't really stand out to me.
There wasn't much. That's why it's quite ambient.
Yeah.
It's all been toned down. So you can hear the gunshots.
But at the same time, you can't hear what the people are saying. Without turning it up. And when you turn it up, the gunshots are too loud. And Tim complains because it's too loud.
Yes, and then we have the police around because they think people are shooting each other.
So
what's the dealio, dude?
Well, because the thing is that Kane and Lynch, is it bad? Dead Men, yeah? That
was Dead Men, yeah.
Come on, dude, tier 2 match, 7 minutes.
Like, really, really bad, but sold really well. Was that the reason why they made a sequel?
Did it sell well?
I don't know.
I know it went cheap really quickly.
You've got to have the money to be able to make a sequel, surely.
Money's...
Okay, well, like...
Loan.
Well, what else are you making?
Was really bad, like, and it was known as really bad. So I didn't even want to touch this after playing the first one.
Lol.
But
for the lols.
After playing the demo.
I'm playing this for the lols.
No, but I wanted to play the demo to see what it was actually like, and actually it's a heck of a lot better than I ever thought it would be.
Okay, is that all?
No.
Come on.
Okay, so it's kind of like Gears of War.
6 minutes.
Which is a thing that, like, I think games do now just to try and get, you know, like... better gameplay.
Like Harry Potter, Kane and Lynch. There's all these Gears of War games.
Well, no, I mean, it's in because they've taken cover into things the same way that Splinter Cell did. Because Splinter Cell never had. Splinter Cell never used to have the same kind of cover that it does now in Conviction. So the cover is obviously like the Gears of War cover, although not done as well. And like Kathleen said, the environments are actually really good as well. Unfortunately, you still got the two, like, really disgusting characters.
And even more disgusting characters in multiplayer.
Yeah. But the thing that was really good about the demo is that you don't only just get a single-player demo. It's a multiplayer demo, and you also get to try the arcade game, which is like a single player of the multiplayer.
Okay.
I mean, like, I didn't get to play the multiplayer very long because I got a bit distracted by the people that were playing it. And not wanting to play with them.
So basically they were nab cakes.
The kind of people who are like Kane and Lynch.
Yeah. But if you play the arcade version, it's actually the same as the multiplayer. It's just that the AI is a bit more cautious than real people. Because I noticed that, like, if you play the arcade one, it takes you a good 10 minutes to do it. Whereas if you... Well, it doesn't take 10 minutes because it's 4 minutes, the game. But when you do it on the multiplayer, everyone does it in about 5 seconds because people are just intuitively better at shooting games than AI are, which I thought was really kind of creepy at how quick it took. But the arcade, which is basically Fragile Alliance, was actually a lot of fun until it got really difficult. And the same... Like, I wanted to play the Undercover Cop multiplayer because that sounded quite cool, but there was no one playing it.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And
that.
It was like a Saturday night, and you know people usually play games, surely.
Maybe,
but there was
maybe
no one
don't.
In the lobby whatsoever.
4 minutes till my TF2 match.
Okay,
Paul.
You made me forget now.
Oh well.
Undercover, you said.
Yeah, I wanted to play the undercover cop thing, but I couldn't. I don't know, generally the game, it looks really good. And it plays really good too. It could play better.
Shall we just tell people to check out the demo?
They can't, it's an exclusive demo.
Exclusive,
we had to get code.
You have to get code for it.
Thanks to someone.
The only thing that I didn't really like about it was the documentary style stuff they've got going on with it.
The camera.
So the noise they've got on the
a lot of people like that.
I think the noise is a bit excessive. Or the filter they've got going on, I suppose. And I think that some of the things like the pixelization of violence is a bit stupid looking. And as Paul said, the blood
looks rubbish.
Yeah, it looks like someone's been splatting paint all over the place. Like, the camera is a bit excessive as well. Like, I thought Gears of War had quite a documentary cam, but, like, Kane Lynch is a bit excessive. But after you played it for a little bit, you kind of get used to it. They've also put in as well the kind of, is it Modern Warfare that started it? The getting shot, then you fall to the floor, and then you shoot people from the floor. It was Modern Warfare, wasn't it? Gears did it as well?
Yeah.
You fall to the floor. Oh, okay.
You fall to the floor. If nobody could rescue... Hank, could you shoot in Gears though?
No, you could in Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead as well.
Left 4 Dead did it as well?
Yeah. You have to shoot, and then people have to come rescue you, otherwise you shoot until you die.
Yeah. And they've got that in it as well, which actually works quite well. Because you can also, as well as shooting... you can get up and go into cover. But the cover system is a bit
iffy. Wait, so what? If you're on the floor dying...
Yeah, you can, as long as you've got time to recuperate your health. Because, like, everything else, it doesn't have a health bar. It's got, like, a regenerative health. I think health bars are never coming back, are they?
No. They're kind of dead.
They're dead. The health bar is
Thanks
dead.
Thanks a lot, Halo. You killed the health bar.
Oh, yes!
I mean,
TF2, which is a game I should be playing now, does have health bars.
Does it? Oh yeah, of course it does, yeah.
My engineer
has
125 health.
But that's because it's like an arcade kind of styly game. if you had regenerative health, it would never end.
Yeah, that's true.
There'd be no challenge.
Because it...
I mean, arcade style in like... Okay.
It's balanced well with its health
bar. It's not lame-o, realistic, new age, modern warfare rubbish.
Well, because it's realistic having a regenerative health bar.
Well, it's more realistic than having a health bar out of 100, which you eat dog food to get it up. AKA Wolf 3D. Mm-hmm. Om nom nom nom. Oh, look, there's a chicken there. That gives me 10 health. Om nom nom nom. Dog food only gives me 5 health.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. So... Enough about the health bars. If you can get a code for the demo, you should check it out. Even if you think, Dead Men was rubbish, I'm never going to want to play it, you should give it a go anyway. Because that's
even
what
I will admit,
thought.
This was better than I expected.
Exactly.
Because I was like, oh, what's this rubbish game? Oh, Kane Lynch 2. Oh, I'm not surprised. Oh, it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah. So you should check it out. And I mean, it's coming out August 27th.
Yeah, that's right.
On PlayStation 3. Xbox 360 and PC.
In the meantime, you can look forward to StarCraft 2 out on July 27th.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you can play StarCraft 2 and get Kane Lynch when it comes out.
Well, hey. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. We will be back next week. We do have one quick thing to mention.
So, we gave away a Medal of Honor beta key.
Yeah, so who got it?
His name was Luna Numbers.
Okay, the person who won
his name
is Numbers.
He lives in Leicester.
He lives in Leicester. Congrats to you
his
for
name,
getting the
I
Medal
think
of Honor beta
key. His name was Ahmed,
key.
But not Ahmed that we know.
Okay. Isn't it Ahmed? Is it Ahmed?
I always say Ahmed.
In Giant Citizen Kabuto, it's Ahmed.
H-A-H-A-H-M-E-D.
Ahmed. For short, they call him Timmy. Really, that's his real name.
Okay. But yeah, so
nickname.
Congrats to you for winning the key. We picked you out of random people, as we always do with our random stuff.
Randomizer. We have my randomizer, which I go on Google and search for a randomizer and then use that to draw the numbers and everything.
So
it's completely 100% totally random, even though it's like a computing impossibility, but never mind.
Yeah, so you'll have your key shortly, and hopefully we'll have something else to give away shortly soon.
Yeah, so can it not sit on my Xbox now, please?
No, yeah, I'll take it off.
Here.
Thank you. But yeah, so that's it for the show. You can send us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net. You can
just
follow
go
us
to
on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast.
All the links we're
going to
say are listed on there.
Yeah, they are. You can check out our YouTube channel and the blog
and all the previous podcast episodes and portal forums.
Oh wait, but they won't be able to join it, will they?
And leave us letters on the show and loads of stuff you can do. And don't forget, we do weekly TF2 matches every Sunday at 9 p.m.
UK.
UK, well, GMT, UK time.
What would BS?
UTC.
No, 9 o'clock UK time. Fine. So, if it's BST, then it'd be BST. If we're in GMT, it's GMT.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, so
whatever your clock says, if you're in the UK, 9 o'clock.
So we'll catch you all next week, yeah? And hopefully
wait a minute, our server is tf2.gamercast.net.
And hopefully we'll have Adam on next week.
Yeah, whoopee.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks everyone. Bye bye.
Bye.